Hey, welcome to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 4, episode 6 of So What We Doing. Tonight I have the pleasure and honor of having Miss Dawn Howell with me.
Hello.
All right. She's an entrepreneur and business owner of From the East Body Products. So, to start off the episode, are you living your best life for you?
At this point, I am. I am. I enjoy everything I do, and I try to get other people to enjoy it with me.
Okay, yeah. Always gotta enjoy it. Put the joy in there. People are draw to that and connect with you. Seeing that emotion yes. poured into them, what you're doing. So, with that being said, are all your products made with love?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I asked that because of your the product I got from you. From dedicate to you say your late husband. It was really good. Like
yes,
I plan to keep on using it.
Okay.
But yeah,
that was his favorite.
Okay. Yeah, the Carolina 59 body wash. It was really good. But yeah, I love it. I got the lotion too.
Thank you.
So, when did you decide to go into business for yourself?
It started off with me just making stuff for my family because. They had really bad eczema. They were allergic to everything on the market. Okay. So it just started out like that. So one year, my husband said, well, why don't you make the stuff and give it away for Christmas presents? I said, okay, cool. So I did that. Everybody loved it. Everybody started asking for it. And then finally they said, Dawn, why don't you just go into business for yourself? Just start making it and selling it. People will buy it. I said, ain't nobody buying my stuff. I don't have commercials. You know, I'm not no big name. I'm not in Walmart's nothing. Well, it turns out I didn't need to be in Walmart. I didn't need to be in Target. Every time I make something, people love it because it's all natural. There's none of these manufacturing chemicals in it. It's none of that. And it just grew from there. And that's what I've been doing. I started in, I want to say 2008. I started, and I've just been doing it. I know it's a later on question, but all my kids know how to make the product, too, because I made sure they were going to be self-sufficient.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, you gotta teach them now. That's how a lot of people are good at what they do. They start them off young, and they keep that as they grow older. So yeah, yep. You are building generational wealth with that. That's little gems and teaching tools. Help them progress, yeah? Got to train the child up where they should go.
Absolutely.
So, basically, what you're doing, would you say it's a family business then, since you teach?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that, because
I'm even starting to train my grandchildren on how to make certain things, so this way they're not buying stuff, because I buy nothing from the store. I make everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's it's deeply rooted in your family then, because you're teaching your grandkids. Like, what?
Yes.
A lot of people, especially if they're teaching their kids something, but let alone their grandkids, that's next level.
Right. Yep.
Kudos to you. That's a real deal. So what advice can you give future business owners?
Try, and keep on trying no matter how much you fail, how much something does not look the way you wanted it. Just keep on perfecting it because the most imperfect things are actually the most perfect things. Don't let anybody kill your dreams, no matter what. If they say, oh, I don't like that, you'll never be nothing. You're always going to be something to you and somebody else. So never stop going with your dreams.
Yeah, that's deep. Because they say you're not supposed to tell people your dreams, but sometimes you get carried away and you tell certain people that's in your inner circle, and sometimes those people are not there for you. So,
well, in a business like mine, my dream automatically comes out because I have passion when I talk about my products. I have to draw you in to want to buy my product, but then once you buy it, you always keep on coming back. It might not be for the same thing, but you keep on coming back because you feel the passion, and you do. Just like you said with that body wash, you felt the love in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because you gotta put your you. I can tell just you put your love into it, like, and that's what a lot of people fail to do when they create anything in the business or even something in general. There's not love behind it, so you can't tell that they're not really passionate, and you gotta pour a lot of that into what you're doing.
It's just a trick for them to make money off of.
Yeah, and to shoot, especially now, like, because with all that DEI and they taking stuff from, and the project, especially really the Project 25 stuff, the people on that list, we need people like you to buy stuff from, because especially if people are actually keeping to not buying stuff from the other people. So especially even now, like, don't just support Black businesses during Black History Month. You need to support it all around, regardless of what society is saying. Like, yeah, this turn around this month, this is when I do it. Nah, you should do it all the time.
Right.
Yeah, like, that takes a special skill, especially doing what you're doing. Like, because a lot of people don't know, definitely know how to do that, and they're not equipped to do that because they're like, oh, well, doesn't it? Materials or whatever you're going to. You don't learn, or you don't know, so you don't even know what to do or how about it, or go about it. And I'm not going to ask you how you do it because they don't need to share every detail with people that they got figured out on their own if they want to do it. Can't get a secret recipe.
So, well, the only thing I can tell you, I mean, there's no secret recipe. I actually take all of the fruits, the vegetables, the herbs, and I distill it. And I take the oils from it. There's really no secret. I didn't know how to do it, but my Most High, for some reason, gave me the knowledge when I asked, what can I do? So he opened up a book for me.
Right.
It's not going to be for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting towards the end. So again, I guess to the more deeper questions. So do you want to move hills or do you want to move mountains at the end of the day?
I would say I'm going to move as many hills as I can move, because eventually the mountain is going to come upon me and I'm going to have the strength to move out.
That. I love that. Yes. Yes. And see, people, then they don't even have the capability or the mindset to even think like that. Like, well, if I get to a mountain, I don't know. But if I get to a hill, I can do that. But you're preparing, like, you train for this, especially with anything you're going through. Like, you, these things, you learn from them, and it kind of balances you out to prepare you for these other obstacles in life. Yeah, I love
yep.
So these are kind of a two-part question. Do you know who you are, and do you know your purpose?
I do. Absolutely do. The brightness of everybody's day. I bring joy to everybody. My mother named me Dawn, but my Most High showed me that I bring brightness to people.
Right.
Okay. And my purpose is to help people in any shape and form on my days on this earth. So whether it's helping me heal your skin or me making you smile that day or me just helping listening to you and not saying a word, but letting you get what you have on your heart, your brain, whatever out, and knowing there's somebody there that has your back unconditional, that's me.
Yeah, I can tell you're a passionate person. Yeah. But I can tell you one of the lights. In one of these past seasons I talked about, we need more people that bring light, that are being a light in the darkness that's going on around the world and in society now. But that's good that you're a light. And it would be wrong for me not to ask you more about your product. I know the people want to know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I make, like I said, I make everything. I make over 85 different soaps. Everything's made with fresh fruits, vegetables, herbs. There's certain things that you have to distill, you know, to take the oils out. I mean, I even go as far in my personal home. I don't sell it, not as of yet, but I make my own paper towel, my own toilet paper. You know, I make, like I said, I make everything. So, yeah, but I'm trying to transform our people to get away from store-bought chemicals, to understand that when we were back in Egypt, Africa, we only used stuff that was from the earth. We did not go to the store to go buy no Dove, because Dove's not even a soap. Okay. Right. They only used what was on the earth. And they didn't even use lotion. They did not use lotion, but they shined and glowed so bright that they were flawless. And that's how I'm trying to get my people. I'm trying to get you to be flawless. You don't need the makeup. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I don't wear makeup. I never have worn makeup. I've got my daughters. They don't wear makeup because you're naturally beautiful. No matter what scars you have, no matter what blemishes you have, you're beautiful. You don't need to cover your beauty by these man-made products to make you into something that you're not. Because that's all makeup does. It covers up natural self. Be yourself.
Yeah, you got to be a motivational speaker next, because that was good.
Actually, I do hold classes for little girls.
Look at that, see? Yay. That's what's up.
I do.
Okay, yeah. I like that. But I remember when, I think it was the first pop-up shop, you were telling me, because we have, like, us, I guess, no, let me say it correctly. I was going to say the melanated people, but I say minorities, really. We have natural oils, and, like, the stuff we buy in the stores take it out of us and, like, messes with our skin. And your products don't do that from what I've seen. Well, and felt.
Yep.
So, okay. So what's next?
Yep. And that's my purpose. I'm trying to find a perfect spot for me. I had a store at one time. I had a brick store. But when a hurricane came, the roof collapsed in. So I lost everything. Luckily, because my stuff is all natural, really didn't have too much to worry about. But I said I will never rent somebody else's building. I'll never do it. So I'm looking for land, you know, that has a building on it already. So this way I can do what I want. And if my roof needs to be repaired, I repair my roof. But I would never give anybody else the satisfaction of ruining a perfect thing for me ever again.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I do plan on opening up another store. And growing, I don't want to be a multi-million-dollar company because it's a family business. I don't want to be in Walmart. I don't want to be in Targets because that means I have to go the manufacturing way. Right. And you can't be all natural going the manufacturing way. So I like to keep it small in my community. Now, I mean, believe it or not, I travel up down the East Coast doing different vendings, so I have customers in every state that you could think of, but I don't want to be global. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Explain to them, like to the listeners, about that, the manufacturer thing.
Okay, so when you go too big with all that products, okay, you would have to start cutting corners, and you will have to start using other byproducts to make your product into your product. Okay. It's not all natural because it's not, you can no longer handcraft it. It's now got to be made by machinery. And that's not what I want for my business. Like I have a whole soaping room, you know, that's where I make all my products. Everything I make is done by me or by my daughters. You know, my grandchildren help me. So we can tell you exactly what's in it, what it's going to do to your skin, because we put nothing out in the store in our products that we do not use for 30 days or more on ourselves. Okay. So everything I can tell you what's in it, how long it's going to last you, what to do with it, what not to do with it. But if you go manufacturing, you can't do that. You know, it's like you could say, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, that smells that way. But it's not hands on. It's like growing a garden. If you have a nursery, you got 1,000 people putting their hands in the dirt, but you're just watching them. But if you have a garden at your home, you actually have to till that dirt. You have to put the fertilizer to make the stuff grow. So you know the process. And that's what it is for my business, for me. I know that process. And I know what you're putting on your skin 100% safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. See? You how effortlessly you talk about it. I believe what you're saying and the way you go about it.
Yeah.
Because you're not, like you tell me, like some people that are try to put on a facade and sell things, they didn't know what they were talking about at all. And there wasn't that passion either. They were just selling something they bought and to train it to be their product. So, yeah. But yeah, I would definitely, because I know with that substitute and stuff, just like with certain foods and stuff, you got to be careful too. But like what you were saying with your product, how if you would go the manufacturer route, I could tell that they, you know, they, like you said, they cut corners. So it will substitute something that you regularly use for to make it in your process. So it's like the downgraded version of that, and this could be harmful, essentially, over time.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, definitely keep going the route you're going. Like, that's amazing. I didn't even know that you traveled, like, not because I just met you at the two pop-up shops. So that's even better. And I know you were saying, because, like, you're trying to sell yours on the TikTok shop as well.
Yeah, well, my daughter had set it up for me, and I did put a few items up there. I'm just not very tech savvy. When it comes to stuff like that, I'm more of a hands-on. I see you in person, I could probably sell you the clothes off your back because I'm going to make you believe in that product.
Okay. Yeah, see? I mean, and that's what it is for. You already got a village to sell your products. So some of them are probably tech savvy. So you got different branches to spread out. So.
Yes.
Even until you taught them.
Yeah, because I have it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I have it on Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, I have it on all three of those.
Well, we get to the end. Would you like to shout out your social media stuff? And, you know?
Of course. From the East Body Products, it's on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Go look at the products. Facebook has more of my product on it than anything else. You can contact me through Facebook if you'd like to order anything. And I keep everything affordable. I'm not expensive because I want you to keep coming back. So this way you can keep your skincare going.
Yeah, best price. Man, yeah. Keep holding yourself to that, because you know somebody gonna be listening. Like, you know, she was lying. She charged me this. So this is evidence, and you holding that stand.
Nope.
Consistent. It keep your word. But I like that. So this has been the Abraham Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. And you know, because something you could have been like, nah, I don't know about that. So I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Y'all stay blessed.
All right. Have a good evening.